Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSide for Friday, January 7. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, what's really happening with American workers? Just ahead. Well, today we'll get no fewer than 9 different reports on the American worker, what economists call the labor market. Now, I don't have to tell you that the labor market is tight right now. You see help wanted signs wherever you go. The checkout line at the grocery store is longer than it used to be because fewer people to check you out. Bank tellers, hard to find. And yet, by most of the measures we'll see today, the labor market appears to be getting better. The unemployment rate, for instance, is down at the low 4%, and that's good, right? And we should also see another 6-figure gain in payrolls this month, and that's also good, right? Well, the answer to these and other questions about labor are that the current results are an improvement from where we've been recently, but nowhere near to where we want to be if we want to put this economy back on track. So let's get out our world-famous back of the envelope and do some offhanded, big-picture analysis of labor. Now, for anyone who thinks that the labor market is humming along just fine, we began the week with a mystery. We had the latest release of the Jobs Opening and Labor Turnover Report, known as JOLTS. Issued monthly by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, this is our most up-to-the-minute report on just how workers are doing. And the results here were surprising to say the least. 4.5 million people quit their jobs last November. That's right. 3% of our nation's workforce hit the exits. "I'm out of here," went their refrain. Now this matched the level hit just 2 months before in September, and should be our first clue that something is terribly, terribly wrong with our nation's labor conditions. Can you say mandate? I knew you could. Now, at the same time that 4.5 million are going out the door, the Bureau of Labor Statistics is headlining their report that the number of job openings is declining. But before you jump to the erroneous conclusion that job openings are declining because workers are filling those positions, I propose that the more likely answer is that those openings are being withdrawn. Employers are, for a variety of reasons, withdrawing their help-wanted positions and thus lowering the job openings level. And this is key, because if I'm right, and employers are now starting to rein in their employment plans, projecting slower business conditions ahead, then, as you'll see, it will put an entirely different light on how we read today's employment reports. Now, by all reports, the headline numbers this morning should be the payroll number, expected to show a gain of 400,000 new jobs, double what we saw last month. Now, if this proves to be the case, you will see it touted by politicians and pundits all day long. And indeed, when you first see 400,000, it is an impressive new jobs number. But compared to what? Compared to the month before, of course it is. But did you know for the first 7 months of this year, we averaged 638,000 new jobs added each and every month? By comparison to the first 7 months of the year, today's report is likely to show a gain of less than 2/3, the level we were achieving just this year. So far from showing an improving payroll level, what we really may be seeing is payroll gains that pale in comparison. Payrolls compared to earlier this year are showing that our economy is really slowing. Finally, the other headline number is likely to be the unemployment rate, predicted to come in as low as 4%. This would be a recovery high watermark, but far from a historic record. Back in 2019, we spent every single month except January below that 4% level. And if my hypothesis is correct, then what we're really experiencing is a declining labor force currently. An unemployment rate based on fewer workers in the workforce may have less importance than it used to. So here's my bottom line. Month-to-month comparisons are next to meaningless currently. as we continue to emerge from last year's devastating economic lockdown. At one point in 2020, we were at depression levels, and to compare employment to those levels is less than genuine. Likewise, it's equally disingenuous to congratulate ourselves on an improving labor market. Likewise, it's equally disingenuous when we congratulate ourselves on an improving labor market that we compare with numbers just month to month. Better to see how workers are doing compared when the economy was humming along, say back in 2019. So when we look at today's employment numbers, it's critically important that we use the appropriate benchmarks, avoiding last month or even last year, and looking past that to a time when the economy was performing optimally. So as we indicated, it's a very big day for labor today, headlined by that payroll number expected to have increased by 400,000 or better, and then the unemployment rate expected to have declined to as low as 4%. In earnings today, Royal Dutch Shell is currently trading lower on its announced results, with lighting company Acuity Brands and railroad car maker Greenbrier slated to report shortly. And that's the value side for this Friday, January 7. For all of our podcasts and blog posts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.